When you study Scripture, you find many examples of believers who dared to trust God so completely that they lived courageously. They dared to be faithful to God and live boldly for Him. Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church. Welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for joining us as we examine some of the most faithful and courageous heroes of Scripture. We hope this study challenges you to live boldly for Christ today.
Welcome to Day 22 of Dare to Be. Today's devotional is titled, Greatly Afraid. G. Campbell Morgan once wrote, "The one who measures things by the circumstances of the hour is filled with fear. The one who sees Jehovah enthroned and governing has no panic." Our text for today is from 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. Now the Philistines gathered their armies for battle, and they were gathered at Soko, which belongs to Judah, and encamped between Soko and Azekah and Ephes-Damim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered and encamped in the valley of Elah, and drew up in line of battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the other side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side, with a valley between them. And there came out from the camp of the Philistines a champion named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of bronze on his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail, and the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of bronze. And he had bronze armor on his legs, and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And his shield bearer went before him. He stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." When Saul and all Israel heard these words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. The account of David and Goliath is one of the most well-known stories in Scripture. The danger of studying 1 Samuel 17 is mistaking this story as a myth. When a child lies, his parents scold him for telling a story. How did the word story come to mean a lie when the word originates from historia, where our word history is derived? The word means learning or knowing by inquiry and having a knowledgeable account. The story of David and Goliath accurately accounts what happened in history. When you have a great God, seemingly impossible circumstances lead to regular miracles as a part of His story. In this true account, Rod Mattoon shares the significance of where this battle took place. The enemies of God and His people gathered between the cities of Soko and Azekah and Ephes-Damim. A look at the meanings of these places reveals the effects the enemy of God and His people have on Christians. Soko means to fence in or hedge about, to stop up the way. Azekah means to hedge around or surround. And Ephes-Damim means boundary of blood. It comes from a Hebrew root meaning to foil, to come to nothing. This place was called the Boundary of Blood because of the continual fighting there. Our main enemy, of course, is Satan and our sin. Satan and sin surround and confine us. They can bind us from serving God. This story begins with a giant taunting God's people to the point that all the Israelites are dismayed and greatly afraid. That's from verse 11. Mattoon's comments again are helpful. Goliath was the champion of the Philistines. A champion was a man who entered the space between two enemies. Goliath was 6 cubits and a span. A cubit was the length from the elbow to the top middle finger, usually about 18 inches. A span was usually 9 inches. It was from the top middle finger to thumb when fully extended. Goliath is about 9 feet, 9 inches tall. The Bible says he was an Anakim. In Joshua's day, they were driven out of Israel except in Gaza, Gath, and Ashdod. Because there was not 100% obedience in driving out these enemies in Joshua's day, they developed into a future problem. Beloved, disobedience brings future problems and complications. In the days of the Exodus, Israelites feared entering the land for fear of these very giants. King Og of Bashan needed a bed 13 and a half feet in length. That's according to Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 11. Goliath's helmet was made of brass or copper. His coat of mail or suit of armor was covered with copper plates like the scales of fish. It was a shirt of scales weighing around 206 pounds. Goliath's spear was a staff like a weaver's beam. The head of the spear was 600 shekels or 25 pounds. Goliath glittered in the Palestinian sun. He was the heavyweight champion of one of the fiercest nations of warriors in the world. It would seem he was invulnerable to attack, immense in his appearance, irrepressible in his arrogance, and intimidating in his actions. Goliath represents that which is opposed to God. The beginning of this story is similar to our story. Truth be told, we all battle against a giant adversary known as Satan. However, we will learn through 1 Samuel 17, if God is with us, the battle is the Lord's. And no giant is too big for our God. When you are tempted to be dismayed and afraid, remember God's word found in Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Some questions to consider. What giants are you tempted to fear? What do you do when it appears you are surrounded by the taunts of your enemy? And finally, how can you trust God's power to prevail over any enemy that you may face? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.